fell in love with a Mexican girl.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, Mar-a-Lago nuclear documents. Trump continues to push for the disclosure of the affidavit to disclose the witnesses so he can retaliate against them and his supporters can. Review the bidding here. There's a warrant, there's an inventory, and there's an affidavit. What are the differences? The warrant, signed by a federal judge, and it directs, in this case, the FBI, to search a particular residence for two reasons. One is, there is probable cause to believe that a crime was committed. In this case, it's the Espionage Act and a couple of other statutes. And number two, it is more probable than not that there are documents at that location that's going to be searched that would be evidence of that crime. The FBI doesn't have any discretion. They're law enforcement. It's like a cop. Somebody signs an affidavit, a warrant, says search this house for drugs. It's not like they get to debate it. They're soldiers. They're not they're privates and corporals, not generals. The inventory is a list of everything that was taken, and it's exhaustive. And it's obviously not going to say, here are the details of this document that we are concerned the Russians may have already seen or may see. But it gives an accounting of everything. Trump and his family watched the whole search on video from cameras within Mar-a-Lago, sitting in New York. No mystery about what happened. The affidavit is a more lengthy document where the Department of Justice lays out for the judge who's going to sign the warrant why they think there's probable cause to believe a crime was committed and why they think documents showing that crime are there on the premises. Now, normally, none of those three get disclosed. The warrant doesn't get disclosed, the inventory doesn't, or the affidavit until trial, and then there is given to the prosecutor gives it to the defense counsel to prepare their case. In this particular case, Trump, to rile up his base, and frankly to incite violence, one man was killed, by the way, in Cincinnati. He attacked an FBI officer with a gun. Shot, law enforcement went after him, he shot at them, and they had no choice. They shot back, and he died. In any event, Merrick Garland made a decision, and that is to ask the judge in this one case for permission to reveal the warrant and the inventory. And the judge said, okay, and he turned to Trump. He said, do you object? If Trump had objected, very likely would not have been disclosed. Trump said, Trump wanted to object. They asked for time. They sat in huddle, and at the last minute, he said, oh, okay, that's fine. Well, what came out was a list of the criminal statutes that had been violated, including the Espionage Act, which is a very serious thing. We had people in the early 1950s executed for giving nuclear secrets to Russia, the Rosenbergs. We've had people sent to jail for life for espionage. It's a very, very serious thing. And the inventory showed that some were top secret documents, including compartmented documents, which means that only a handful of people could see them. And it doesn't include ex-presidents. It doesn't include ex-presidents taking them with them. And it has to be in a certain location. When Dwight Eisenhower was president, this is the hero that won World War II. He was the commanding general of all our forces. And Dwight Eisenhower, when he wanted to see some documents like that, went to a location outside of the White House, and a guy would come in with a briefcase with a handcuff on it, handcuffed to it, so he couldn't lose it. And they'd open it. President Eisenhower would look at it, what he needed. They'd stick it back in, and the guy in the handcuff walked away. That was Dwight Eisenhower. This clown just goes through and he takes these documents and takes them to a resort that's unsecure, with thousands of guests and banquets and wedding receptions and dinners and the delivery men and this one and that one. And you had people like in Fox News, they said, well, that's okay. It's a secure place because Trump is Secret Service protection. They do not guard unguarded storage lockers where they keep the towels, where they keep the food. They don't go through everybody who comes as a guest at a wedding reception. So now Trump is trying to up the ante, saying, okay, then give up the affidavit too. Now the affidavit shows basically who the witnesses are, who told them what. Trump wants that revealed to intimidate them, witnesses. That's why these affidavits are not revealed. Because organized crime would kill them, or drug cartels would kill them if they knew. In this case, unbelievably, there is a Trump attorney named Elisa Habba, H-A-B-B-A, Elisa Habba. And she just came out yesterday on behalf of Trump and called on the DOJ to release the names of the witnesses. And then she said, and this is kind of a cruel, sadistic thing to do. She goes, I understand the concern about witness protection. But in this case, I think that should yield to disclosure anyway. And that's implicitly, Trump does these implicit threats. These implicit threats. Maybe the Second Amendment people should take care of Hillary Clinton. Maybe Hillary Clinton's bodyguard should be disarmed. I'm not saying she should do it, but I sure would understand if somebody did something. In this case, we wouldn't agree that witnesses should be killed. But, you know, it's important to know who they are. This is the kind of stuff they're saying. This is violent. This is very violent, and it's undermining our democracy. Michael Cohen came out yesterday, and he said that Trump had stolen these nuke documents as bargaining trips to avoid jail time if they prosecute him. In other words, he'll say, he'll get him off site in Mar-a-Lago, and then he'll say, I'll give him to Russia or Iran if you send me to jail and negotiate. It's Michael Cohen's opinion. Michael Cohen was his principal lawyer, and he knows him quite well. The net is starting to tighten a little bit. The FBI and the Department of Justice interviewed Pat Cipollini the other day, White House counsel and his deputy. Nevertheless, top Republicans, Kevin McCarthy and others, are calling for the release of the affidavit. DOJ has pointed out that it would chill the investigation, it would subject the witnesses to physical danger, and it would also disclose classified material. The Republicans are demanding it be released anyway. Going to a break, lines are open, 844-967-2789, a lot more back after the break.
Five mounted cowboys, off to my left, right, a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door.